The World Health Organization says 36 countries in sub-Saharan Africa are suffering a severe shortage of healthcare workers. UN Special Aids Envoy for Africa Stephen Lewis says the idea behind the new alliance is to target countries where the situation is especially desperate.
The effort is to plow enough resources into those countries so that salaries can be increased, benefits can be improved, working conditions can be improved, housing can be provided, and training can be done so that we can finally overcome this tremendous gap in human capacity. It's an effort to deal with the interlocked realities of poverty and disease which so compromise the future of Africa.
Malawi has one of the most serious shortages of trained health workers in the world, with an estimated one doctor per 60,000 people and one nurse per 28,000. Malawi Minister of Health Heather Wickentaba says it is rare for Malawians who study medicine outside the country to return to practice at home.
Human beings being what they are, they know what they're coming back to. They're going to get a salary which is 10 times less than what they would be getting if they worked in the U.S. or the United Kingdom.
Given that grim reality, Minister Ntaba says his government has put in place policies to lessen the burden of patient load on the few doctors and nurses in Malawi.
One of the things we have had to do is to train more and more of the doctors and of the nurses. So we have tripled the output of our doctors, for instance, and we're doubling or even increasing more the output of student nurses from our nursing institutions. We are also improving the conditions of services, trying to make sure they have the medical supplies, the drugs. And these are some of the things we are doing to try to minimize the hemorrhage of our health workers.
Other African nations are also trying to seriously address the crisis. Policy analyst Eric Friedman of Physicians for Human Rights, a member of the new WHO-sponsored alliance, says in many cases, some basic medical training can go a long way toward boosting access to health services.
In Ghana, for example, there's a program where Ghana has been training health workers for about 18 months, so not very long, but long enough to learn the basic needs of the communities. And that's made just enormous difference. In one district, for example, over a period of just 3 years, childhood immunizations tripled. The rate of people receiving tuberculosis treatment who defaulted, in other words, who didn't complete their treatment, went from 73%, so most people weren't completing their treatment, to 0%.
It is well understood that money is key to ending Africa's medical brain drain, but UNAIDS envoy Lewis says the most important element is international commitment. He noted the pledge last year by leaders of the G8 countries to do more for Africa, but he said they must follow through.
The absence of political will amongst the leading politicians in the Western world lies at the heart of the dilemma. So unless pressure is put on the really wealthy G8 governments to honor their commitments, Africa will always be struggling.
Lewis says failure to meet those commitments means millions of Africans will not receive even the most basic care for the most serious healthcare crises in Africa, like AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis, diseases that are killing ordinary citizens as well as future healthcare professionals. The new alliance is sponsored by the World Health Organization and includes UNAIDS, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the World Bank. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Washington.